9552 Susan M. Schock and Frederick H. Ehringer, northeast of Road 297, northwest of Cedar Street, being lot 74 within book camera addition, a variance from side yard setback requirement. Name and address?
Yeah, I'm Don G. Walker, 10 6th Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
You swear in? Do you swear testimony you're about to give? Sure, correct, best knowledge?
Yes, I do.
For the record, my name is John Sergovic with Sergovic and Ellis. We represent the applicant is actually Summer Diggs LLC. It's a contract purchaser. The lot that is under consideration has a front footage of 50.59 feet, a rear of 48.20. It's a little bit longer than 107 or 108 feet long. The lot's pre-existing non-conforming, and it's zoned AR1. So the AR1 restrictions would be 15-foot side setbacks. In order to build an appropriate house, we're asking for basically the MR setbacks of 10 feet so that Mr. Walker can accommodate a house that's 28 foot wide. If I apply the two 15-foot setbacks on this non-conforming lot that's basically 5,000 square feet, there's just not enough space to build an appropriate house. Mr. Walker.
That's correct. There's a paper road next to the lot, you'll see. It's 20 foot wide, and all the other lots interior, the side yards are 10 foot wide. And I was under the impression that that was 10 foot until the engineer showed me, or the county actually showed me, there was a paper road, and next to a road is 15 foot. I actually have a lot on the other end that's 15 foot, but the lot's wide enough with the 15 foot and 10 foot to put a 28 foot house in. This lot with 15 foot and 10, I'm down to 20 foot, doesn't work. And it's a paper road. There is no road there, but it's on a plan.
Yeah, we're talking about not the front road, but the side road that's called private lane, if you have a copy of the survey. And it's that private lane that creates the problem to try to locate an appropriate size house. Basically, it's you're applying setbacks that are supposed to apply to a 20,000 square foot lot to roughly a 5,000 square foot lot. And the setbacks are just too great to allow the lot to be properly developed.
Mr. Chairman,
mm-hmm.
I did receive something on the desk the other day with a drawing.
Right, that should be a drawing of that.
But I'm curious on one question. Would you be asking for a 10-foot rear or something?
No, that's I saw the same thing this morning when somebody put 10-foot back there. Don't ask me why.
That's 20-foot.
That's 20-foot. It's just somebody either reversed a number or something. I just, I saw it too, and I said, why is that 10-foot? And obviously somebody, whoever put
it. That's 20-foot. That's fine.
It's a 20-foot rear setback.
I was curious because we didn't advertise it that way.
No, we only asked for the two sides. I saw the same problem when I looked at the plot this morning. And somebody just made a mistake back there.
Okay. Is there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mill? Okay, hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, certainly unique because of the lot size.
Mm-hmm.
I think granting the variance would enable reasonable use of the property. Applicant had nothing to do with creating the lot size. I don't see where it alters essential character in the neighborhood. And I think it's a minimum variance to afford relief. Therefore, I make a motion. We approve case number 9552.
Can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
A motion by Mr. Mills, a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 9552. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Thank
case
you
is approved.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.